Yeah, yeah, that's right. Chewing the Flaves.
Chewing the Flaves.
F2, Season 2, live from Queen City Cinemas, as usual.
Shout out to Tesoros. Shout out to all those places. Margaritas. Shout out to Uncle Pappy's Orchard Stand.
Uncle Pappy.
Shout out to Crazy Jared's Rub Shop.
The Rub Shop.
Everyone.
And, yeah, and Dale Jarrett Discount Chicken and Hemp Used Warehouse.
And now he's growing hemp.
And now he's growing hemp. He's actually, dude, Dale Jarrett is now growing hemp around the Used Car Emporium and Warehouse.
And now he's growing hemp.
What an exciting show we got today. Monday night at 10 o'clock. Every Monday at 10.
We live.
Yeah, wang it, dude. Just wang it. What you should do is take the wife, get a bucket of popcorn, and sit right in your seats there, the seats you like.
Fucking right.
Put us on full blast. Tell the kids to put the earmuffs on and fucking listen every 10. At 10 o'clock on Monday, every Monday.
I want to thank you for joining us, inviting you into your phone on the toilet.
Yes, Joe Riley, we see you pooping. Big release. How you been, bud?
I've been awesome, man. It's good to be back for the second season. I'm pretty stoked about it.
I have been meaning to ask you something since it is in the brink of Hallow's Eve. What is your What are the kids going to be for Halloween?
The whole family is Ninja Turtles.
Okay, all Ninja Turtles.
So the baby is Raphael, and the other one is Leonardo.
Okay, so he's the leader.
I'm Mikey, obviously.
Well, you're the wild card. I like pizza.
I enjoy a slice.
Nicing people up.
I like a slice. And my girl is Donatello.
Donatello.
Yep.
The weird introvert that's smarter than everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And Paul's going to be Master Splinter.
Paul Wolf?
Paul's coming with us.
All right, I'll be April.
Nice.
Yeah, yes. Dude. That yellow onesie dress with the red belt.
Oh, dude, get some red hair. Oh, my God, that would be so good. Yellow jumpsuit looking like Kill Bill. Masculine style. Masculine Kill Bill.
Masculine Kill Bill. Dude, you know what Ninja Turtles reminds me of? And it's the greatest memories of my life. I grew up in the sticks. And it was coming to Bangor, dude, go to the arcade at the mall. And you could get four-way going on the Ninja Turtles. Dude, and you just go through Turtles in Time, and you just beat, you know, it's like I met kids from Bangor, Brewer, and Old Town that we forged friendships through that game. Dude,
I loved that game so much. And then there was like either a surfboard or a skateboard part. I forgot.
Yeah.
Run around, and like one guy had a stick, and he's on a skateboard. I'm like, how's he keeping his balance?
Donatello.
Come on. Yes, they are life-size turtles, but there still needs to be some continuity here. How's he staying on the skateboard?
All right, one thing I want to point out, we always get into it too deep without, just everybody knows by now, it's Paul Wolf,
our
resident DJ. Play us some non-cleared music.
Do you have something queued up for us, Paul? Give us some.
Fireball in the
pee. Sriracha. Sriracha.
We brought Paul Wolf on for his looks. I mean, he is a handsome man. He's got his own thing going with, and he doesn't need us. But the fact that he's actually here makes me very pumped. And I got a question for him. What Ninja Turtle are you?
What's your Ninja Turtle, Paul?
I don't know what my Ninja Turtle
is. What do you mean you never got into the turtles?
Oh my gosh.
Paul, without telling us your age, how old are you? Are you Ninja Turtles old?
30.
Okay, so yeah, right. You're too young.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Right. You're too young for the turtles, dude, unfortunately.
Yeah. My favorite was the Krang guy, man. He was like,
yes, come here, turtles. I will defeat you.
I hated that guy, dude.
You were always like, I hope the turtles beat the fuck out of this guy today. Jesus, Donatello,
like,
get it together.
Just stay out of the way, honey. Get your news broadcast, but listen, the media's always in the way.
By the way, why didn't Donatello just invent some sort of mechanism to stop his electronics?
He's like, seriously.
He's over there like soldering and shit all day. You can't figure out something. His body is a robot with a brain inside of it.
Seriously, let's deprogram this.
Or Mikey, throw a rock at the window.
Yeah, right.
Something, dude.
Dude. Well, we got a great show today. Tell us a little bit about it. We got a great guest today. I'm super pumped. he is very, very interesting, to say the least. He's done a lot of things in his life. He's yes. probably the most interesting character that we've ever had. Tell us a little more about him.
Reality TV star. He was in a calendar for men, I'm sure. If he isn't...
If he isn't, he should
if
be.
If he isn't, let's put him in one. Let's get that initiative started. He does so much for the veterans of the area.
He's a veteran himself.
Yes, and he's been to like 40 wars, I think. He's done 40 wars.
And, so. And he kicks ass in Risk.
And he's really good at Risk.
Very yes. good. He says, Australia, fortify to Siam.
Yes.
I mean, that's the way to win.
Malaysia.
Don't try to take Europe. It's don't unhandleable.
It. No, no. There, too much risk. Too much risk in that one. Hi-oh.
Hello.
Yeah, so Doc's coming on. Doc has helped us with the costume
costumes for kids. Again, we don't want anybody out there to be a sheet this year. We don't want you to be some
don't
sort
be a
of like
sheet.
Duct tape a spatula to your arm. Ooh, you're a killer. We don't want any of that. We just want everybody to have a really good Halloween in the Bangor Brewer Tri-State, Bi-State.
Quad State.
Fucking all around. Yeah. All around us.
All of it.
Right yeah. here.
right there. If you can zoom in, cameraman. Thank
yes.
you.
Thank you, cameraman.
Yeah. So one thing that I'm very pumped about Doc, too, is he's very sporadic. And mm-hmm. he's very, you can't really put your thumb on him. So I'm really excited to see what the hell he's going to say and do when he's here. I'm
don't put his, don't ever put your thumb on
don't
Doc
put
Goodwin.
Put your thumb on Doc, dude.
Because he'll surprise you.
Yeah, he will.
A jack of all trades. He does all kinds of stuff. Like I said, we're happy to have him on the show. And if you aren't following his mission yet, check it out at Maine Veterans Project, right on Facebook, Internet, Roku, Hulu, everything.
Yeah.
He's got something on everything, I'm sure.
Yeah, in a world where a lot of people do a lot of shitty things, Doc is yeah. One of the true patriots doing great things, and he's very. I'm very excited to have him on.
If he was a wrestler, he would be John Cena and Hulk Hogan.
Yeah, he'd wear the jorts. He would wear the jorts.
And also Sergeant Slaughter.
All put together.
Dash of Sergeant Slaughter in there.
Do you know what always pissed me off?
And the Bushwhackers.
Sergeant Slaughter was a bad guy.
Who was?
Sergeant Slaughter, like, Sergeant Slaughter growing up, everybody hated him.
Yeah.
He was like a war general or some shit, right? He's portrayed as being a patriot, you know, a hard-nosed drill instructor or whatever the hell he was. Yeah.
I fought for this country, guys.
Yeah, well, this kid's like, can we just keep doing the Hulkamania?
Yeah, no, this kid's like, you beat Undertaker. Screw you.
Screw you.
Yeah, but I beat the Kurds.
Jesus, I even think that the Iron Sheik, they were cheering for the Iron Sheik.
There was
when
a lot
they fought.
And then you got Big Boss Man where they're like, don't, hey, by the way, this is how police are, kids. Like, you want to condition a kid to respect the police. Then you got Big Boss Man going on Arsenio Hall going, I'll beat you, boy.
With like, a bully stick. With a bully stick.
Seriously.
Like I mean, like a real police club. Think
that generation,
that.
Yeah.
And it also showed sloppy attire. The way, like, the police never have their buttons all the way down to their
no.
belly button, dude.
No.
Button up, Big Boss Man.
There's no way Big
a
Boss Man.
Wrestler.
He could not have passed the physical fitness test to be a police officer.
He's
that's
not jumping
bullshit.
Fences in Detroit trying
no,
to chase
down
criminals.
No, not at all. No, not at all.
No, no.
Clothesline.
You get him in the squared circle, though, brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, well, we got Weird Beers today as well. We got Boss of Queen City helping us
gonna
out today with that.
Going to deliver us some Weird Beers,
yeah,
for sure.
Everybody loves the Weird Beard. Two is sipping on a cider right now, as usual.
Yes.
Monday Night Ciders. You gotta
Monday
love
Night Ciders. This is what I'm sipping on is the Reverend Nats. It says the most unusual ciders that no one else...
It's an interesting logo. Make... Yeah, the label looks like a newspaper.
Oh, you're right.
It's like, yeah, you could turn the keep turning it around. See if you can see the classifieds.
Well, I believe it was Reverend Nat West who said, juice is for children, wine is for adults, but cider is for the enlightened.
Oh, damn. No wonder you're so smart.
Lame.
Dude, you got a bright minds hat on. You're talking about being bright, drinking mm-hmm. cider, being smart, dude.
Well, you know, ever since I went to gluten-free with just cider... I feel a lot better.
Yeah.
I only do gluten-free cider.
That's it?
No, I eat bread and everything. I gluten hard. But yeah. When it comes to cider, no gluten for me. I'll skip the gluten.
Do you just save the gluten for the meals?
Yeah, I mean, dude, I've been cutting back with cider gluten for sure.
Listen, I mean, if you're gonna have a gluten-filled diet, you kind of have to just take time off with the gluten and the cider, dude.
I mean, dude, there's been weeks where you could call me Steve Glutenberg. I'm going so hard. seriously.
Oh, shit.
If I was a superhero, I'd be Breadpool.
Oh, yes.
Breadpool.
From Deadpool.
Yes, from Deadpool. Be like, look out, God. Carbs.
Dude, I know we talked a little bit about it in episode one of this season, but I really want to share another costume that I had.
Oh, please do, yes.
So this is awful. Okay. This is like Podunk, Maine. I told you last week about the one of the costumes that I was. Mom had me be a refrigerator. You know what she did?
What?
Oh, yeah, I was a refrigerator. She took basically a big sheet and a couple body pillows, okay?
Okay.
And roped them off around me so I could still see, okay? Then we spray painted the sheet like silver, like it was almost stainless steel.
Oh.
And then I had two eyes and I had a handle and I was a friggin' refrigerator. Cost like 30 cents.
Wow.
Dude. Then she used the gray paint for, like, outside projects that next summer. So the freaking costume was, like, 30 cents.
Your dad's trying to put beer in you? You're like, what the fuck? Dad, come on, Bowd.
Did you ever do anything crazy as a kid for Halloween? Like, do you have toilet paper houses or egg houses or...
Well, to be honest, when I was to the age where it was getting, like, uncool to be trick-or-treating, me and my friend Farquhar and my friend Crevice. So I'm with Crevice and Farquhar, and for some reason we didn't mean any ill intent, but we brought weapons. So we got, I mean, it was like, you know, I had just had a mask on and Farquhar just had like camo pants on, and Crevice, I don't know what, rainbow shirt. I don't know what the hell. I don't know what he was. But
you guys sound like a boy band.
Well, we went out and like, I don't know. I had like a couple paint sticks like taped together like that. I don't know. Anyway, we had weapons and we went around the town. We didn't hurt anybody, but it was to the point where we were just like, at one point, like people were like, "What are you doing? It's 10 p.m. Like, we didn't know when the cutoff was.
Yeah, well, yeah. If you have a weapon out in public, it's like after supper, you're done. You got to put the weapons away after supper.
Yeah, no. I had half of a nunchuck, too. It was
basically,
great. it's like a chainmail or whatever you call those things. Anyway, very creative. Very creative.
Oh, I love it. Well, hey, is it time? Should we do some weird beers, bud? Should we get Boss in here and give us some... some beers?
Beer beers.
I can't wait to get
our
some...
favorite segment with our wonderful back signal beer
yeah,
signal.
Yeah, buddy.
We're gonna get Boss in here, and he's gonna get us going on some weird beers.
I need a weird beer in my life.
Hey, last week he pumped ass.
This one better have booze in it, Boss.
Dude, Boss, you can't give us weird beer with no alcohol in it. Oh, here Ooh. He comes. Ooh, it looks like a select amount.
You know what? I think it's because that's how good it is.
It looks like it's a select amount. It might be high in the ABV.
ABU possibly could be upwards of 30.
Hi, Boss.
Hi.
Boss.
What's up, buddy?
You know, not very much.
And yet lots.
Yes.
So what do we got here? Should we toast and,
yes.
then see what the Boss has brought? Cheers.
Here, let me... reverb his cheers to you.
So yes, this is not going to be the weirdest beer category like last
okay.
week.
Okay.
But you have to remember, like, the reason I gave you what Ooh. I gave you last week was because
Ugh.
I wanted to do that for your last episode last year.
You wanted to punk us.
Yes.
So, question, like, is there alcohol
Ooh.
In this?
Yes, there is alcohol in this.
Okay, great.
Thank God.
So there's booze. Now, is it high alcohol?
I mean, super high? No.
Okay.
We're not talking like double.
Okay.
Double IPA levels.
Ooh.
It is an IPA. See, we just got a hint. We got a hint. Ooh. It's an IPA.
Iba.
All right, I'm tasting oranges.
Is it? Yeah, dude. This is like old pears.
Bruised pears.
Like bruised pears.
I think it tastes like oranges that have been left under a prison bunk for 3 months.
Oh, dude. PCJ ale. PCJ. That's what this is. This tastes like 12 days in. Oh, dude.
It's like 12 days in on an assaulting a police officer.
Disorderly conduct. Oh, dude.
It's right. It was brewed in a bathtub.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
You know, it tastes...
That is not true.
Paul, no. What do you think? What's this taste like to you?
A sage stick from the Natural Living Center.
Yeah. A sage... For our viewers at home, a sage stick... From the Natural Living Center. Well,
why do you know what a sage stick from the Natural Living Center tastes
things
like?
Got weird last Thursday at Paul Wolf's house.
Yep.
What's your synopsis?
Well, I'm a DJ, and it tastes like every old pair of headphones I've ever had.
What do you...
If I had to bite into them. All the gigs I get real sweaty on, and then I had to like... And then I licked the rim.
So this is an ear sweat flavor.
Dude, I'm going to be honest. I'm not a massive fan of this in any way. Whenever we do this, shout out to the people who made this.
God bless you guys. You're crazy.
Whoever did this, they put their time into it. And if I'm one of those guys who like has a steel chainsaw and like does like betting online, I'm sure this is really good. But I'm
so
not
this
that
is
guy.
Only good for people that bet online.
Like oh, check out all the shit I did to my Jeep. Kind of guy.
It tastes like a tropical beer. It just tastes like a tropical IPA.
Okay, so you tropical is correct. It is called Tropical Breeze.
It's called Tropical Breeze.
It is from Marsh Island.
Marsh Island, Orno, shout out.
Now, Orno.
The oldiness that you seem to be tasting on there is lactose in it because it is a milkshake IPA.
How do you get milk in a beer?
Dude, lactose it up.
Who does that?
You got a lactose.
Dude, I'm not a fan of it. I'm going to be honest.
Dude, it's...
This is the... honestly, though, this is like the quintessential. That's not... Is that a word? Quintessential?
Yes, quintessential.
Quinted Jackson. Quintessential.
Which is the ideal.
Yeah, because there's so much mystery behind it, but fuck, it's gross.
I'm guessing it's oranges.
It is not oranges. No.
I'm guessing it's mangoes.
Fruit guesses? Anyone else?
I'm guessing it's apricots.
I still say Dirty Pears, which, by the way,
Sweating Dirty Pears.
By the way, is my favorite punk band, the Dirty Pears.
Yeah, they're from Australia.
Right, here we are.
Here we are, Australia.
It is strawberry banana.
So Marsh Island came out with a strawberry banana
milkshake
IPA.
They mislabeled the fuck out of this.
I still think it tastes like filtered oranges out of a prison sock.
It's wreck time.
That was the second attempt for a name.
Well, God bless you, man. Hit that music. Let's get Boss out of here, baby.
Boss.
Thank you, Boss.
Thank you for the shower shoes light.
Yes. Dude, it was... Listen.
Oh, fucking A.
Strawberry, banana, no. Oranges from my bunkmate Billy's lunch 3 months ago, yeah.
Yes, dude. Oh,
well, that was fun.
Odd. Odd beer. I'm going to finish it.
You know, I want to make sure that everything is going smooth here. So,
and it is.
I figured we should do a...
I love it. We're keeping that in. Perfect, Bab.
Yeah, cool. And you know, the thing is there's always those type of pickles that are like, this is fucking disgusting, right? Like sweet pickles. And then these bread and butter pickles are like, dude, I'll fucking eat the whole jar right now. You watching me, wife? Don't fucking judge me with them eyes. I want bread and butter pickles. Fuck off. You know?
If that was a beer, that'd be like when you go to a gas station out in the woods and you get that shit ass pizza. And you're like, you're like, it's still pizza. They're like, it's $1 now because it's past 4.
Yeah, because they put it in at fucking noon. It's been just bacon underneath that crisp lamp.
Tastes like 9 a.m. put in pizza.
If you ever worked in a restaurant, right?
Yep. You Carolina's know, for I had to cook one time because
exactly
our well, owners were disposed.
I don't know if Carolina's has a heat lamp. I don't know. I'm not here to talk about their kitchen.
Hi-oh!
But I will say this. A heating lamp will fuck food up quick.
Is that what it is?
Dude, well, yeah. Okay, well, I worked at the Olive Garden for a while.
Okay.
And they had a big heating lamp because, you know, you fucking get your pasta dishes together and there's 17 people at the table.
Yeah.
You know, you might have a pasta dish that's fucking done before the other 17, right? Yeah. So you can put it under the heat lamp. You put shit under a heat lamp for too long, shit gets wacky, dude. Wacky. It starts changing colors.
Now I'm curious.
The plates start to crack.
It's all you can eat salad. Did anybody go fucking ham on that? Do you remember anybody who like went nuts with like you were like, Jesus Christ, table two, he's on fucking plate. He's on plate 12 a salad.
You should see the tank that brings in the salad every morning.
Yeah,
dude, it's like fucking boxes and boxes of fucking spring mix. You can't even imagine it.
Once every 2 years, my dad would bring my mom to Olive Garden and my mom would keep breadsticks in her purse. Which really made her spearmint gum taste great.
It was like, it's like Napoleon Dynamite with the tots, but mom with the sticks.
My mom was the quintessential mom who was like, who needs spearmint gum? And I've got an extra breadstick. Like, that was my mom. You know?
Oh, shit.
Anyway, shout out to my gluten allergy.
Yeah. Shout out to diabetes as well. Thanks, Olive Garden.
Diabetes.
I worked there for 6 years, dude. I worked there so long, we would have like an extra value menu for the morning bussers. Like, we'd have like bussers, you know?
Yeah.
We'd have a bussers meeting, and fucking my buddy Luke Shake would be like, dude, I'm going to go get two breadsticks, a ramekin, a ranch dressing, and a Diet Coke, the number three. Like, that was like the number three.
And
the number four was like a ramekin of pasta vajoule and a breadstick with a fucking soda water.
Spell ramekin.
R-A-M-E-K-A-N. Ramekin.
Bring an unlicensed song in real quick before we bring our guest in. The ramekin song.
R-A-M-K-E-N. Ramekin. Ramekin, gonna spell it with an R and an A and an M. E-K-A-N, Ramekin.
Need the sauce, need the sauce, and the ramekin. Put the sauce in the ramekin. It's not a motherfucking vase. It's not a vase, but the ramekin is in your face. Put the fucking ranch dip and the thousand island dressing and the motherfucking
weed in it.
Vegetable oil in it.
Only need a gram.
Ranch dressing in it. In the ramekin. In the ramekin. Okay, sorry. On that note, listen, once again, as we spoke here, our guest for tonight is a legendary man.
Doc. The Doc.
You've seen him on TV. You've seen him on probably your girlfriend's cell phone.
Uh-oh.
Because probably looking at pictures of that man candy all night long. Jesus. Hi-oh.
Dude, someone get him in a magazine or a calendar or something, man.
There's a lot of people out there who, you know, do work in the streets, but this guy right here, he does all the work in the streets. He is a freak in the sheets, and he's also a veteran who we all love and enjoy. The whole town of Bangor knows his name. Ladies and gentlemen, we got to bring on our guest, Mr. Doc Goodwin.
Come on in, Doc. Oh, he's going under.
Ooh. Ooh. Here we go. Doc Goodwin song. It's
ladies,
a Doc Goodwin song.
Butt.
It's a Doc Goodwin song.
Let's stop, baby Doc. How you doing, buddy?
Yes.
It's good to see you. Doc, first of all, let's get started. What you been up to, buddy?
Oh, you know, just got a dog.
Yeah?
Ooh.
Last year. That's a whole lot of fun. It's like, you know, at 5 a.m. when I want to sleep, I'm picking up shit. So there's that.
Now,
you'd be amazed at how comfortable you get with swinging a bag of dog crap down South Main Street.
I have actually seen you walk your dog on South Main Street in Brewer.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Now, what are your... So is this your first dog, or you've had dogs growing up?
My folks had a couple dogs that, like, I also had to pick up their shit. But this is my first dog that, like, I've got to do all that stuff with. And it's kind of funny. You mentioned a bully stick earlier.
Well, yeah, I was mentioning a bully stick. That's what Big Boss Man had. Big in Boss his hand.
Man.
No?
I certainly hope not.
Why?
Well, after about a year, my dog chowing down on those, I went into Loyal Biscuit, which is an amazing dog shop.
Loyal Biscuit, shout out.
Loyal Biscuit.
And I found one that was freeze-dried in its natural form, and it had like a little mushroom angle at the top and nice little like shafty-looking thing. And I looked at the girl and I said, this is going to sound crazy. That looks just like a dick. And she's like, bingo.
What? Oh, you didn't know it was actually bull penis.
I had no idea. I'm like, my dog loves these things. Let's chew down to the bully stick, buddy.
Bull dogs.
Your dog's been eating dick for years.
And he loves it.
But you know what? I didn't judge.
Yeah. You can't.
I sat him down and I said, you bring home whoever you want.
That's right. I have a boy and a girl dog, and they both chew dick.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah, they do. They love the dick.
So, is the dick ever on... wait, one more time. So, it's a dog food, but it's a bull penis?
That's exactly... It's a freeze-dried and or jerkied. Like, nice...
jerkied dick.
Takes a long time to get through that one.
Wow.
Seriously, it's bull penis.
I'm not trying to get off topic here. I guess bull penis is the topic, but wait a second. Wow. All right.
If that's a topic, I don't want to get on it.
No. Hi-oh! All right, so more about bull penis when we come back from the break. No, so Doc, what's been going on in the world of what you're doing? I mean, honestly, we follow your social media. We see the cool things you do. You're building rubes. You're helping out veterans. Is there any upcoming projects that you're doing right now?
Yeah, absolutely. So we had taken on $43,000 worth of projects between July 21st and September 21st, thanks to a few awesome fundraisers. And we're going to keep on going. We just put $1,000 in the heating fuel account through R.H. Foster. They're going to generously match that.
Damn.
We're going to start filling some tanks. We're going to do some roofs. We're going to do some handicap ramps. And apparently, we're also grabbing some costumes for kids.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Yes, we are. Hey, Too Fat, tell us where the costumes for kids can be dropped off. What?
There's locations at Tesoro's downtown. There's also, if you go to Orono, Margaritas, make sure you take the taco challenge. Free tacos for a year, and if you pass the challenge.
Wait, okay, well, let's go back to that.
We should go do that.
I want to know what
all
that
three
is.
Of us I go, know what go do that is. And film it.
Take performance enhancing drugs.
Yes. Marijuana, if that's what you mean. Yes.
Hi-o. So.
And he swam.
And he's great. And
you know
that
proves
that if Tom Hanks had weed, he would have swam off the island.
No. Winners don't smoke weed. Champions do.
Ah, champions smoke weed.
Instead of Wilson, he's like, Northern Lights! Northern Lights! also, you can check out our boxes, Queen City Cinema Club, right here.
Yeah, right here, Queen City.
We have a box, and also we have W.A. Bean, they're in the Beaumark Industrial Complex, and you go over there, by the way, home of my favorite meat snacks, so those are the places you can drop off the costumes. If you check our Facebook page, you can see our email address, and then just email us if you need a costume or you have a costume. At some point towards the end of the month, we'll go around. Maybe even with Doc Goodwin, I don't know. He might show
Doc will come with us. He'll come with us. Couple Jameson shots. All we gotta do is get a couple JMOs in him.
And he'll come with us. He'll come and do the costume drive with us. Show up and we'll pick up your costumes and make sure they get to a family in need for sure.
Exactly. And what we're gonna do is we're gonna whatever we don't distribute ourselves are gonna go to places like Goodwill and Salvation Army and stuff like that, so you could get them there. But what we're gonna do our best of is trying to get those into the hands of the people without having to pay a fucking thing.
We've talked to a couple schools too to see if there's some people involved. Like that. So you're definitely talking to a lot of people. Let me ask you this: on the winter, how many? This is great. This beer was gross, but it was powerful. It's like I drank two of them. All right, so.
By the way, wait a minute. Really quick, can I get a booster seat or something? I'm always super short compared to everybody, so I'm just going to do this.
No, you know what? Surprisingly, and the and
sexy lady,
the audience doesn't know that.
Watch him do a try stand.
No, come on.
I'm 4'1", and Benny is 5'2", so it's actually Doc's really tall and handsome. Comment right now if Doc's handsome.
Ding 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 ding.
Bang 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 bang. All right, so
no comments. Shocker.
No. Trust me, I see it blowing up. But real quick, during winter, do you guys do anything at all?
Yeah, absolutely. So the projects still go on if we have good enough weather. You know, unfortunately, veteran emergencies don't cease. And, you know, to get back on the Halloween topic, I understand that costumes aren't that expensive, but it's amazing in the line of work that I do. You know, we find people that, you know, for example, anecdotal story, we helped a veteran out one time. I called him up and said, hey, can we help you out with food? And the man started crying on the phone, and he and his wife had two sticks of frozen garlic bread and frozen berries in the freezer. I mean, this is how some people live here. So in all honesty, this Halloween costume idea is amazing because parents love their kids. They want to do something great. $30 costumes, quite expensive for some people. And you know, that's one example of a good wintertime project. Roofs, we'll do them. Heating fuel is a very major push in the wintertime.
So you guys do all this. Like, just layman's terms for people that don't know. Your project and your mission is to do whatever it takes to help these veterans.
So our primary mission is suicide prevention. Now, I understand that we're not diving into somebody's head by doing a roof, but imagine if you're sitting there watching water drip down in your family's home. That's a major stressor.
Definitely.
So frankly, we just look at the project and see, you know, would that make a difference in somebody's life? If it does, we're there.
Yep.
Unbelievable.
That's
like,
awesome, dude.
Honestly, I'm not. Don't take this the wrong way, but I love you, man. That it's outstanding work. It's,
I could take it the right way.
Well, if you take it the right way, you can. Yeah, it's Monday night. Why not? But seriously, Doc, you are an amazing person, and you obviously have been through the things that these veterans have been through, and you've done the things that they've done firsthand. So who better than to lead the charge to help these people than you? It's amazing. You should be very proud of yourself.
Thank you very much.
I think too often, honestly, probably it's a section of people that are forgotten for their sacrifices and stuff. So
100%.
So it's amazing that you go through and make sure that those people have at least a quality home to live in and whatever else they need, heating oil and stuff. So that's awesome, man. We applaud you.
Yes, we applaud. Golf clap from all around you.
But
God
one
bless
major
you.
Part of this that I would like to add is it's all thanks to many hands in the pot. Many drops make up a glass. And I got to tell you, it's just like you guys.
Yep.
You guys reached out to me and said, hey, what can we do with Halloween costumes? And that's what makes MVP great.
Yep.
MVP is community, and that's what makes it
great.
Yeah, I'm
simply
a phone jockey.
So if someone
No, that's not true. But you are more than that. But you
how do you think I make my money, bro?
Hi-oh. So say someone wanted to get involved. Is there a way that they can get involved in the cause?
Absolutely. MaineVeteransProject.org or Facebook is the very best way to catch us.
MaineVeteransProject.org.
.org.
Facebook. MaineVeteransProject.org or MaineVeteransProject Facebook.
Yes. And they can contact you right on there?
Yes,
if
and
they'd
I'm
like
not
to
the
help
only one
out.
That checks the messages, so if you want to send me something
nice.
Cool.
What does that mean? Hi-oh.
Now listen, this is something that's close to me that I want to talk about because it's been in the news before. This isn't new news. But a lot of these veterans come back and they're messed up and, you know, they come back, they don't know how to like grasp reality. And they reach for marijuana and this isn't a joke. They really do, because they don't want to be on prescription pills and they don't want to be, you know, stuck with a monthly bill that's astronomical for a lot of these doctor visits and everything. I want to know like what's happening with the state of Maine. How can we get these veterans the medicine they need? If and so they need it. I'm not saying every veteran needs a bag of weed. That's not what I'm saying. But I'm saying marijuana helps certain veterans, and I've seen it throughout the country, them try to fight for their ability to smoke weed.
And before he answers that, Maine Veterans Project doesn't necessarily completely endorse and necessarily go out there and say, hey,
my bad.
Smoke some.
My bad.
But from your standpoint and working with these people, do you think that would be kind of a good idea for some of the people?
Thank you. Hey, by the way, Too Fat, thanks for wiping my ass on that.
You're fine.
Sorry, that was sloppy. I'm saying Maine Veterans Project has nothing to do with this question.
Exactly.
My question is, do you feel like veterans could benefit from marijuana if they so wanted to?
This is pretty ironic, man. For the last part of 2 years, I've been contemplating doing what I'm going to do right now. I've never told anybody this because we handle the public's money and I've thought I should be shunned. Fuck it. I smoke to sleep. It's what I do. Mm-hmm. I was given prescription drugs by the VA, and nothing against the VA. They're a great organization. They just didn't work for me. I didn't want to feel weird. When I was living in San Francisco, we went out to a movie, and a buddy of mine was like, hey, man, let's get high first. And I was like, fuck out of here. I don't want that crap.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, we dipped to an alleyway, and I know that sounds weird, but we did it. And we smoked a little bit. I remember
you did it in an alleyway.
We did it, yeah. We did it a few times, actually. And we, you know,
he's a stud, ladies.
And so that night I slept like a dream. And don't get me wrong, I'm not toking up, you know, this and that. And frankly, at this point, I really don't give a shit what anybody thinks, because it works for me. It works for a lot of vets. And the more we shun these things that people think need to be shunned, the less people are going to be helped. It works. First time in my life I've ever told a public person that I do it. It's the best.
Well, God bless you, man. Well, it's legal in this wonderful state. And the reason I said so is because literally 2 nights ago, I saw a special on the news. I can't remember what it was. I can't remember if it was Dateline or whatever it was. Mm-hmm. But it was about these veterans that are fighting for their right to smoke marijuana because it's their... they're claiming it as medicine because they're being prescribed these pills that people are getting addicted to and dying.
They gotta call the Beastie Boys.
Yeah, seriously. Yes. I found that so unbelievable and moving to watch these guys just struggle. I mean, I don't got PTSD. I never went to war, but I smoke weed for my own reasons.
Yep.
I smoke to sleep.
Yep.
I think it's a cure-all. I really do to a certain point. And I just want these veterans that, like you said, are underappreciated, overlooked, and forgotten often.
Yep.
And they should have the right to do whatever they want to make their lives better. I truly believe that.
Every veteran wants to help themselves, but the problem is we pull their ability to do so. We put them in a subjugated category. Mm-hmm. Why not give everybody the tools they have? It's
right.
a legal product. Let people make their own choices. I'm not advocating it. I'm not saying go out and do it.
Totally,
And it works for me. And I enjoy it.
I think there could be there's also, you know, probably a subsection of people who are on from the VA and stuff like that, prescriptions, and it really works for them. But I think that there's probably, a large section of people who almost feel like their valor is diminished by the fact that they're hitting a bong or something, you know, which I think is probably unfortunate. If that really helps you, and like Benny said, if it can help the common man, like myself, you know,
correct,
you know, that really calms my mind down and stuff like that. Again, this isn't necessarily just about weed.
No. This is not the main special project. I'm sorry, I got off on this.
No. It's no.
I'm actually glad you did.
Honestly, it's just one of those things where, you know, we try to we do mention weed a lot on the show, and it does work for both of us. And I think that if anybody needs access to it, that should be a project on its own for veterans. Maybe that exists. I'm not sure. But yeah, definitely. I understand.
Getting off
where
you're getting off the weed subject. What do you feel like a lot of these veterans in your job in your mission, like? What do they need the most of? Like, what's the one thing that they need the most of?
Super easy, man. You got to think. Once upon a time, we had the most important job in the world. A sense of purpose. That's all it is. You got to think, and this is deep, and I apologize because I know the show is supposed to be...
Keep it deep. No, we're getting deep right now. I'm getting chills.
Put your hand in it.
I'm sweating.
I can speak deep. The rest is kind of shallow. But so frankly, at the end of the day, you know, when you're okay with dying... When you can honestly go into situations, and I mean over there for 8 months, every single day you come into a scenario. When you can just be okay with dying and actually almost plan on it, it changes you for life. And when you come home, nothing else seems as important. And what veterans need to realize is everything's as important. Stop living over there. Stop letting being a veteran define you. You know, be the person you are and find that sense of purpose. You know, not only am I the founder of Maine Veterans Project, I'm also a client. I mean, this helps me as much as it helps anybody.
It's kind of like Hair Club for Men.
Mm-hmm. No, he's got fucking beautiful hair.
Yeah, that's why you're not wearing a hat. If you didn't have hair, you would wear a hat.
Look at us with our fucking shitty hair.
You'd be amazed at what my back looks like. I can do a comb over it all the way from the shoulders there.
Sexy.
Oh, yeah.
All right, keep going.
Okay, and it's just, and that's it. We just need to find that sense of purpose. We need to band together. I mean, it's amazing how many events I put up on Facebook to bring us together and people don't want to get out there. We just need to stop being ashamed and just go ahead and seek help. I'll tell you what, weakness is sitting in the corner crying. Mm-hmm. Powerful is saying, I need help.
God bless
that.
It.
That's awesome.
That's awesome, man. You're so motivating. Like,
and guess what?
Yeah.
I want to go bench press 1,000 pounds right now.
I need help. My help is Maine Veterans Project. What's your help?
That's awesome.
Amen to that. And listen, once again, it's MaineVeteransProject.org. It's Maine Veterans Project on Facebook. If you need help, you're a veteran, just want to talk to Doc, get some stuff straightened out, whatever you need, please reach out.
Make sure you reach out. And also on the deep web, you can find his calendar.
Yeah.
You'll have to wear some good glasses for that.
It's him and Brick.
It was cold.
It's him and Brick in weird situations, just like, hey, what's
hey,
up?
Leave Brick out of this, okay? The Rocket cooking, has no business here.
Cooking eggs. What's going on? Nope. Anyway.
Actually, shit, yeah, on a lighter note, now that we've got anything else we want to add about the costumes, where to pick them up, where to drop
yeah,
them
off, like if you have a costume, an unused, gently used costume, maybe you're balling out, you want to go buy some new ones for kids, just drop it off at one of our locations. Again, Tesoro's, W.A. Bean, Queen City Cinema Club, and also
my house,
Ben's house, and Margarita's up in Orono. Check them out. One taco challenge. And drop it off or hit our email address up and set up a pickup for sure. Doc, we want to thank you for being on the show. You
Can
are
Can I have
amazing.
One more question of
Oh,
Doc?
Yeah, go
Can
ahead.
I have one more?
Yes.
All right, Spirit of Halloween, Doc. I want your favorite Halloween story, whether it's as a kid, what your mom dressed you up as, Ooh. As a teenager, running rampant. Give me your best Halloween story, whether it was drunkard at 26.
Oh, God, this is going to be a good one.
All right, go.
So I was in San Francisco. This is how all good stories should start. And we started drinking at, like, I think, we picked a modest time, like 10 a.m. And of course,
you
I'm
can't
in my
drink
30s.
All day. You can't drink all day unless you start in the morning.
That's
exactly.
the problem, though. And the thing is, I'm in my 30s. But in San Francisco, everything goes. You can be 50 and celebrate Halloween, which I almost am, so that's cool. And so we got really, really drunk, and I picked up somebody's drink, and unfortunately, somebody else had wanted to help that person out, maybe getting home that night.
Okay.
So I took a few drinks, and the shapes started shifting. And by the way, I would like to say I'm very thankful I drank that drink, and not the person that was supposed
Slipped
to drink.
Slipped you the old gin Ricky.
Just another valor moment for Doc Goodwin, where he's like, "Listen, I'll jump in front of a bullet.
I'll smother this grenade."
I jumped in there and I was like, "Take me." So here we show up, and it was LMFAO was actually playing at this giant concert. And here I am just staring at the, you know, I'm watching the noises. They were colorful. It was amazing. Not even knowing what the hell is going on with me. And I think it was like 72 hours later when I finally took a nap. I decided to go into the ER and be like, what's going on? And there was a little cocktail in that. So sometimes people are assholes. Watch your drinks.
72 hours.
Wow.
I'm talking sweating pouring down my face. It was nuts.
Oh my God. Well,
woke up in Red Foo from, was next to you from, yes.
Oh, I actually LMFAO. Was somehow 55 miles out of San Francisco when I finally realized what was going on. We partied
Holy
all the way to Sacramento.
Shit.
I think that's further than 55 miles, but yeah, I ended up in Sacramento.
That's a Halloween and a half.
Dude, it should be a Stephen King book.
Oh, that was wearing the most ridiculous costume.
52 hours in San Francisco.
Oh, what was the costume?
It was basically a pair of mantis.
Mantis?
A very small pair of shorts and a tank top, and I went as a racist with a bib number and everything. Because we were trying to make light of it, make fun. Because at the time, everybody was getting really serious about something. I just wanted to go out and say, "Look, let's learn how to laugh again. Let's learn how to joke and be a society again."
Yeah, amen.
Racism is not funny, buddy.
Racism is not funny.
But
man,
sometimes we have to, you know, do these.
We
things.
We just got to be light sometimes.
Well, because you know what, it starts dialogue. I hate to say it, as society, we crunch the jokes, but the problem is then we stop the talking about it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Even if we're laughing about it, we're talking about it, and it's a subject that we talk about.
I think that's like that has a lot to do with what you're doing. It's like talking about things helps things.
Get it out there. Once again, if you have if you'd like to help out Doc's cause, check him out online, or you know, get a hold of him if you'd like to help out with some of the roofing projects, or if you're a business that would like to get involved in Doc's cause, let him know. Benny, once again, tell him how to get a hold of him.
It is MaineVeteransProject.org or Maine Veterans Project on Facebook. Hit him up.
Actually, we do have a Maine Veterans product right now, a Whitney wreath.
A Whitney wreath for Christmas?
Wreath. Yeah.
A Christmas
Made
wreath.
Just for us, and the proceeds
That's
go 100%
so awesome.
To us after cost.
Grab
there you
one.
Go. If you're kind of confused on where to go with this, but you want to help on this wonderful Monday Eve, then do that. Buy a wreath.
Buy a wreath.
Yeah. All proceeds go to the,
That's Doc, awesome. We want to thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you,
one
brother.
More time.
God bless you, buddy.
Thank you so much.
Like
yeah.
You, buddy. God, my favorite guest. Dare I say my favorite guest so far, dude?
Doc MF and
Dare I say, listen, I wish I could do fucking one thing with my shitty fucking life.
Yeah.
That's as important as what he does.
Welcome to Two in the Flip.
Hey, we're getting costumes to kids, boys and girls. We're getting costumes to kids.
Hell yeah. All right. Well, we got. Thank you so much for Doc Goodwin for being on the show, man.
Doc, you're just a stand-up guy, dude.
He's great.
You are the best person in the area, and I will stand by that, dude. You are doing great things, buddy. Keep it up.
You almost sipped an empty glass.
Well, I was thirsty. It's Monday night, dude. It's been a long week.
It's been a long week. This weekend was trying, for sure. So, yeah, next week we got a lot going on. Halloween special.
I'm pumped for that.
Yes.
Are we going to try to find Joe Riley in a man thong?
We got
to
figure out where Joe Riley's going to be and then maybe follow him out and maybe just do a clip of him being just the amazing sexy beast he is out in public, for sure.
Dude, he works every Sunday night at Carolina's. Maybe he'll be dressed up the Sunday before Monday. Maybe we can get a video
possibly
with him.
Yeah, maybe we can get him dressed up. That
we should
would
try
be
to
so
figure
good
that out. We should yes try to check that out.
I'm going to contact Joe Riley. Let us know your availability if you're watching.
And take a picture of your main baked potato in your hand.
Also, I don't know. Again, I don't know if you've seen the Joker movie. It's great. But we're hoping to get Batman on the show.
We're trying. I'm still working with his people. His people are hard. Alfred is a fucking son of a bitch. Every time I talk to him, he's like, not available, mate. I'm like, what do you mean he's not available? So we're going to try to get him in studio.
Similar to Batman, I sent a message on Instagram to Seal, who sang Kiss from a Rose.
Oh, I love that song.
The video is good, too.
Baby,
you can get a bubble dip out of the mountains.
Ooh,
it's got a dip, 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 dip. And when your roses are real, your light hits the mail on the... Da 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 da.
Dude, Seal, man, what a
baby!
Stud
anyway,
he is.
Anyway,
stud he is.
Seal, if you're watching this, answer DJ Two Fat's Instagram message. Also, if you're watching this, Kevin Smith, I message you. Kevin Smith's coming to Maine soon.
And Cleveland Browns linebacker Joe Schobert. If you've seen a message from Ben Lankhorst of Maine Man Flavors, please respond.
Joe Schobert.
Get the crew ready to tackle this weekend.
And you know what? I've also, a little birdie told me that next episode we're going to, from now on, the rest of the season, I guess we're going to proudly fly the Browns banner behind us.
The Browns banner is going to be flown, and I ordered one. It's not here yet. But the Cleveland Browns is my favorite sports team.
Yeah.
They are pathetic.
Yeah.
They need some love. And Two in the Flaves might bring that juju that needs to be.
I don't want to be a dick, but that's like me saying my favorite actor is Stephen Dorff.
Dude.
I mean, he was great. He was great in the Blade sequel.
He was. It was really good.
But he really shined with his blue electronic cigarette ads.
On the Blade sequel, he was a playoff team. He was Thank a playoff God team in the Blade sequels.
Also, Stephen Dorff, if you've seen my Instagram message, I tried to send you a message to try to get you on the show. I'm a huge fan. And also, Joe Schubert.
Joe Schobert.
Schobert. Man.
Shit. We digress.
So next week, Halloween special. It's going to be a little eerie. We might be in costume. We don't know what's going to happen yet. Tune in next Monday. Paul, do you have any unlicensed music we could do a little riff on? Ooh. What's this one about, Flav?
This one's about all the things that you eat on Halloween.
Gotta have some candy corn.
Candy corn.
Gotta have some racist paces with the motherfucking rapping on.
Rapping on, but the rapping's in the shape of a jack-o'-lantern.
It's a pumpkin racy, son. It's a motherfucking pumpkin racy.
Calling all cavities. Listen up, fucking chomp, chomp, chomp.
Gotta have a Milky Way that's 3 years old. 3 years old. 3 years old. Gonna give it to my 3 year old.
Three year old.
Oh.
When I go to the house and they give me a popcorn ball, I wanna shout, I wanna scream. Fuck you, give me candy, motherfucker.
Gonna go to this house, nope, he's not serving candy. gonna go to this house. Nope, he's not serving candy. Across the street, across the street. Who the fuck is serving candy? Oh, that guy is. Ooh, old Mr. Johnson. He's got the motherfucking big Snickers. Big Snickers.
A big Snickers.
Full-size motherfucking Snickers bar.
And then you go to the vegan's house. And you get nothing but apples that were picked in the backyard.
Who gave me these carrots? Ooh, girl.
I'm not a horse. I don't need carrots.
So I take the apples and the carrots and I put it in my kid's lunchbox for next week. Oh.
Hey, Two of the Flaves brought to you by Queen City Cinemas, Testoros, everybody else. Listen, Paul Wolf, thank you goddamn so much for being you. You're such a great addition to the team.
Doc Goodwin, go follow his cause online. You can check him out at MaineVeteransProject.org or on Facebook, Maine Veterans Project. If you have a costume, stop being a fucking puss. Yeah, put it in that box.
Take your old fucking hillbilly wigs, take your old hillbilly teeth and costumes, put it in a box. Testoros, Margarita Zorino, Queen City Cinemas.
And also, W.A. Bean.
And W.A. Bean, Sean Smith. He's got the meat sticks, he's got the red snappers. Drop your old costumes off. Two and I are going to make sure the kids get them for Halloween.
Also, right here at Queen City, check it out online. Hollow Scream Halloween, brought to you by Sean Smith. It's going to be some rappers on it. Delirium's on there.
Ooh.
He's a great ass rapper. I enjoyed Delirium. We also got Brody James from 656 Records. They're going to be on there. That's it.
Hello,
episode
Scream.
2. We did it.
We did it, baby. Hey, episode 3 coming every Monday at 10 p.m. Get
10 p.m.
It.
Tune in. The fuck else are you doing?